title. Histopathological findings in Anisakidae nematodes exposed to aqueous plant extracts with nematicidal capacity in vitro. Authors: Rafael G. Campos Montiel, Lucio Castro Pera, Fabian R. Gomez de Anda, Andrea P. Zapata Velasquez. Abstract. Objective: this study was performed to expose nematodes of the Anisakidae family to different aqueous extracts and identify those extracts with nematicidal capacity. Material and methods: the concentrations of bioactive compounds in the aqueous extracts of epizoote, Dysphania ambrosioides, onion, Allium sepa, Siempre viva, Calanchoe pinnata, and coconossal, Opuntia oligocantha, were identified. Live parasites of the Anisakidae family were obtained from Lisa fish, Mugillidae, and exposed to different concentrations of these extracts. Results: K. pinnata and O. oligocanthae exhibited higher concentrations of bioactive compounds, including polyphenols, flavonoids, and tannins, as well as greater antioxidant activity in DPPH and abscessase. The parasite mortality rate was 100% at 48 hours with a concentration of 855 mg/mL of K. pinnata. For O. oligocantha, the pulp and whole fruit extracts caused 66% mortality at 72 hours. The main histopathological changes induced by K. pinnata were muscle vacuoles. In O. oligocantha, the whole fruit caused degeneration and vacuolization of the intestinal epithelium, while the seed extract caused edema, intestinal degeneration, and vacuolization. Conclusions: these results suggest that aqueous extracts of K. pinnata and O. oligocanthae are effective nematicidal agents against nematodes of the Anisakidae family. Keywords: Anisakidae, Calanchoe, Mugillidae, Opuntia, Parasite. This and other articles can be found on the journal MVZ Cordoba page.